Welcome to Split the Defense.
Split the Defense.
Leafs post-game edition. Split the Defense is presented by LaForest Electrical Contractors. Professional and efficient service since 2004. Serving the Kingston and surrounding areas. Alongside co-host Craig Pierce and producer Ted Evans, here's your host, Jordan Webster.
We're back on Split the Defense, Leafs post-game. Thumbs up our episode, subscribe to our YouTube, rate us 5 stars. Get her going in the comments. This was a rough one. Fuck Nick Paul. Take us away, CP.
Well, oh man, like you said, that was a rough one. That brings back some bad flashbacks, to be honest. Vassy looks like he is totally healthy again.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, the worst part to me was just like, as the Leafs were playing well, they were started to lose. And then they just like come out in the third period when they should be trying to put on a comeback and just a bunch of nothing, really. Like, I know there's some penalties in there that really, you know, break up the momentum, but just especially after Reeves basically knocks out Janot, you'd think that would be like, you know, the kick in the butt to get going, but it lasted like 2 minutes and then you were just back to basically the Tampa running the show for the end. So yeah, that wasn't great.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with the Revo thing. Let's start on positives. So Revo beat the shit out of him. He knocked him down on the first punch and Janot has enough gumph to get back up. And then he beat him down again. I thought that was going to be the spark that this team needed. You know, I thought that this might be it. This is a big game, right? Leafs are now only 4 points ahead of the Tampa Bay Lightning. They could legitimately end up in a wild card spot.
That'd be rough. I mean, it'd be kind of weird because we've just been like, I've thought it was set in stone playing Florida. And I mean, I don't really think they're going to fall into the wild card, to be honest, but I mean, just pushing it one more day.
Why not? Clemson, Tampa's won like 10 fucking straight.
I know. It's hard to imagine. Just I get so set in like what it should be. And like 2 weeks ago, I was like, this is how the standings are going to finish. But I don't know. To me, like, honestly, that would be the worst because it looks like they're better suited to play Florida. I know Florida didn't really come out in a great way the other night, but they're just kind of sliding versus like Boston and Tampa seem to be getting ready for playoffs. So, yeah, not a great showing, that's for sure.
Can we catch a break? Like, not only like, okay, Boston's going to have the best season in history last year, okay?
Yeah.
And then we're going to have the Panthers go on this magical run, both in the Atlantic. Then we're going to come into the season with both teams still good. And Tampa's floundering. Okay, good. We're good. We're set. Oh, wait. Tampa's back. Like, can we catch a break here? Is Tampa back? Is Vassy back? Do you think that they're legit? I think a simple Anthony Duclair addition did a hell of a lot for that team.
I mean, it didn't hurt. I definitely think that he's a great fit for their team. But they're also, they just know how to like turn it on. Like they know what's coming. They know that like the 82 games, they only have to get into the playoffs. And so like, yeah, like I'm not sure if I could say they're back because I'm not sure they went anywhere. They just knew how to play this the right way. So there's nothing better than building before the playoffs. Like that's how like great playoff teams do it. So I mean,
they're like the exact opposite of the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs are the regular season heroes, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are just the playoff kings. They're like, we will just barely squeak in. We know how it works. We don't care. We'll get in any way we can. Whether we, you know, we're having a dope year. Yeah, we'll win the President's Trophy. We'll lose to 4 against Columbus, but, you know, we're still going to get there. And then they go on these massive runs. They've been good for, like, man, it's been a decade. It's 2024, and I remember, like, the first year where I was like, holy shit, Tampa's a force. It was, like, 2014.
Yeah, I remember like it was like basically when Stamkos' last contract was, right? And like there was like a couple of years there where he was deciding whether to leave or not, but they were still in the playoffs, like they were still doing it. And then, you know, he decides to stay, and then, you know, the rest is history. They go on to be what they are. So, yeah, I mean, absolute and he's not even like the main part of this. Like Kucherov and Point have just been like, I mean, they helped him bring the torch up in the first place, but you know, there's been a real passing there, and like, that's who you're scared of. Stamkos is definitely a second weapon, and he scores tonight. But Yeah, Kucherov and Point, like, they're such a duo. Like, their power play is just amazing. I mean, actually, that's maybe the one positive, is that, like, the PK at the beginning was kind of holding strong. And it was 5-on-5 that, like, was really the problem. So, but yeah, I don't want to face that, but that would be, there's something about Tampa where I guess it's just the rivalry, but, like, this was marked on my calendar more than playing Florida, even though, like, Florida is probably who we're going to play in the playoffs. But, like, it's like Tampa's, and there's been a lot of talk about, like, who's the number one rivalry for the Leafs. And, like, it is Tampa for me. I just can't. And it's the only game that I really get, like, that extra juice for. Like, I guess there's a little extra juice for, like, you know, Battle of Ontario, Boston, but it just not quite
gets me rev right up.
Yeah. I feel like it's just the timing, because, like, Boston's kind of fading, and a lot of those players that I hated are not there. And there's really just, like, two of them left that, like, I really hate. Where Tampa, like, the wounds are fresh. It still hurts. And I know that we got a win over them, but wasn't necessarily a dominant playoff victory over them. So it's still there for me.
So let's go back to Kucherov and Point. The Kucherov 2-point goal tonight. What did you think of the Leafs' defense on that? And do you just tip your cap to the other team? Because before you answer, I'm going to give you my opinion. Short of running interference, Lyubushkin had no fucking chance to do anything there.
Yeah, is that the one where
they were behind the net and Kucherov scoops the puck out and he whips it up to Point and Point buries?
Yeah,
it was that was behind the net goal.
Pretty sure that's, like, the fourth line was out for that, right? And it was a weird decision to do that for Keith, because, like, he had the chance to change them, and it's a defensive zone start against Kucherov line, and, like, they had already been out there. It's not like they're totally fresh, and why would you even put them out there if they're fresh anyway? So, like, to me, that was just, like, a bonehead move. Like, I know that Reeves was kind of bringing the playoff heat, but, like, he's still not going to be able to keep up with, like, Kucherov and Point, that's for sure. And, like, it's not necessarily Reeves that was the problem there. Like, a cover in front of the net, which is, like, I know, like, Lyubushkin is out there, but, like, Brody and Kampf, I think, were the guys that were supposed to be out front. So, yeah, that was just totally, I thought that, like, what are we trying to do here? Keeps, like, trying stuff in these two important games that I'm not necessarily crazy about.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there was a lot of it was just getting goalied, man. Like, if they would have, if a couple of those chances would have went in the net, like, they weren't short of chances. McMahon got McRobbed. Like, there was a beautiful opportunity where he was in all alone, and he would have scored on most goalies in the league there, I think. But, you know, Is Vasi back? That's a great gap, fully.
Yeah, like, I was kind of saying that he's, like, kind of had been building since his return from injury, and, like, there's just been a few games now where he's, like, just stealing wins for Tampa, and that's part of their, like, run here, is that he's actually kind of turned it around. So, yeah, he's back. Yeah, you know, Vasi's fully back. It's the scariest thing in the world when I look into his helmet and see those crazy eyes looking out.
Yeah, and then what do you want to make of the very first goal that went in? Sorelli was left all alone in front, and Jake McCabe was, like, 8 feet away from him.
Yeah, yeah, not great. This was one of those where, like, Wall lets in three goals on, like, I don't know, 11, 12 shots. And, like, he's hung out to dry a lot, but, like, it also is where, like, you always say it, like, I just, like, just make one of them. You know, and it feels like you're in a way better position than it being three goals in after 12 shots. Like, and also, like, I don't know, Wall, you know, he's just having trouble putting together these good starts. And he tonight had a goalie battle on his hands that, you know, you'd have to be at your top tier. Samsonov on his best night would still have trouble with this goalie matchup.
Yeah. I mean, so it's what day is it today? It's Wednesday,
April 3rd.
So they played Monday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They probably should have gave Wolf that start, but, you know, I guess that was a big one too. It's hard because, like, both these teams are important, right? Florida and Tampa, both potential teams that you want to see. And either way, like, you know, it could have went, Wolf had a great game against Florida and Sammy had a shit game against Tampa. You don't know how it's going to go. Like, that's the point you're making, right? So, like, are you blaming Wall here? Like, I think it's just kind of the way it rolls out.
No, I'm not blaming Wall. I'm just saying that, like, it's like three tough saves, like, almost impossible. And, like, You just need, like, you kind of want one to keep yourself in the game, but they're not on him. I'm just saying, like I said, like, even Sammy on his best of nights would have had trouble staying in this one. So, like,
I just, I, you know,
can't make it a goalie thing.
Tip your cap to the team that's won all those games that they have. They've had a hell of a month, and they definitely are making a playoff push and a push to even take some home ice advantage in maybe a situation later on. Who knows? But it's definitely going to put them in a better position. And the team that you played on Monday is a team that's, you know, falling down right now. And they're a good team, great team, and probably going to be a really tough matchup in the first round. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying they're not as good as Tampa right now. And that
we want Florida. We want Florida.
No, we don't. We want to play in, like, fucking a different division, the Pacific or some shit. Like,
yeah,
let's go to the Pacific. We'll just dominate.
Is there some way we could play the Flyers, please? Yeah. Can we play the Flyers?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that be amazing? That's not going to happen. Anyways, really, it's all that it comes down to is it's the little shit that the Lightning do. All night, they're running interferences. Like, I mean, I don't know how many times Matthews got held up trying to chase a puck in. And then there was an instance where even Stamkos, I think it was holding up Holmberg at the bench. Just such a veteran move. And the Leafs were pressing, and he was trying to get off to get a new guy on, and he couldn't. And it was 4-on-4, but, you know, it's just a veteran move of holding up, taking your time, the slashes, the whacks, and they're not so egregious about it that they're getting calls. They're getting away with all this shit because they're really good at it.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think that,
man, like, they've been doing it for years now. And John Cooper behind the bench there, oh, he's the greatest actor in all of professional sports.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Sorry.
But
that's not what I was getting to. I was going to say, if the team that showed up on Monday showed up for the Leafs, like, that I think is just as tough as a team as Florida.
Well, if
Tampa
my uncle
is.
Had boobs, then he'd be my aunt.
Yeah,
that's not,
I mean,
what happened.
I guess so. I'm just saying that, like, this is I'm not even worried about that as much. Like, this is a team that has proven that, like, they can show up and be the tougher team. So, like, to me, it was more of, like,
I'm not talking about toughness. I'm talking about that little gritty. It's little shit, man. I'm not saying they bullied them. I'm not saying anything like that. It's the little shit that just fucks with your game enough that you're thrown off. And up and down the ice, chasing pucks in situations where they might get to go by cleanly, they don't. They're going to take a little whack here and there. And Tampa's getting away with it because they pick their spots well. And that was really what it came down to tonight, because there were so many opportunities where the Leafs would have gotten in on pucks or would have been able to make plays, but instead there was just a little chippy shot from Tampa. And it broke up the player. It slowed the momentum. It gave them that extra half a second to get to the puck before the Leafs did and make a play.
Yeah, maybe. I thought the Leafs actually played a pretty good chippy game. Like, especially the, like, Holmberg, like you mentioned, like, the only reason he's tied up with Stamkos is because Holmberg's the guy that went in and initiated contact, was mixing it up. I think I saw Holmberg throw more hits tonight than any game before. And Nyes as well. He's kind of figured out that on the third line, you're not just a scorer. So I actually,
but after he did that, he was trying to get off. He did that. And he's like, all right, I've done my piece and I fucked with you. I'm going to get off now. And he got held up. And then, you know, he engaged in it. And I'm not saying that Holmberg was like, oh, well, I'm a victim and let me off. I'm saying it's mind games, and either you're taking a guy off, and the Leafs are down 2 goals at that point with like 8 minutes left in the game or something like that. And, you know, you're screwing the momentum of the 5-on-5 play by that little shit that didn't call. And you know what happened? There was no interference or anything called on that. No, nobody got anything. We didn't stop. Well, why? If Holmberg was doing something wrong, you know, it should have been 4-on-4. Why didn't we? No, because they just let them get away with it. Just play on. Just continue to do this shit and get away with it. It's fine.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem like there's definitely no penalty should have been called there. I would have screamed.
And I agree with that. And that's what I'm saying. But, like,
but I'm just saying that, like, this isn't, to me, it's a game where you couldn't finish on a goalie and then, like, you couldn't push at the end. Like, the chippiness to me, I felt like they actually did fairly well in that. Like, neither team really got the extra hand, but
I just think that Tampa's really skilled veterans in that area, and I think that they, I think that they did it better tonight. I think that they obviously they hindered the Leafs' offensive ability. I mean, I understand the goalie situation, like Vasily,
not
ridiculous,
really
ridiculous.
The chances but, were like, out of control.
There were a lot of chances, but yeah. there could have been a whole lot more, and there was a lot of situations where they were pressing and where it felt like they were starting to gain momentum when that momentum was taken away with that, those little bit of chippy moves. And that's what I mean. It wasn't egregious. They didn't do anything too much. They didn't do it too often, but when they did it, it was really picking their spots well and fucking with the Leafs momentum. And that's why they couldn't get in. That's why they really couldn't get themselves going and get set up properly.
Yeah.
So what do we got here next? Matthews goal 63. How many is he getting, CP?
I don't know. 69.
Ayo. 69. Nice. That's a good one. Another thing I wanted to bitch about from tonight is 2-on-1s. Like, I'm all for a good 2-on-1, if you know what I'm saying, but, tonight was ridiculous. The Stamkos goal was a 2-on-1. And there was a whole bunch of 2-on-1s given up by the Leafs. And I just really hope that they tighten that shit up, because I don't like seeing guys get caught and constantly in that position, 2-on-1, 2-on-1. You hear that on the broadcast like 4 or 5 times in a game, you're going to write this shit down.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Like, I look at the defense at the moment, and it's not what I want to go into the playoffs with. I mean, any lineup with Timmins in it is just not a good lineup. I'm sorry, but he's a total liability. A lot of the time when he like decides that like, oh, this is the right thing I need to do on the ice, like he gets so just like he puts on the blinders basically. And like, that's the only thing that he's doing at that moment. And so like, yeah, like altogether, I think the defense wasn't amazing tonight. Like I did see like Benoit and McKay were fighting, and that's like, I love that
Benoit
lineup
was
still.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's still like the one thing that when they go out, I feel comfortable. McCabe just somehow just doesn't play as well whenever with other players, like him and McCabe just, or him and Benoit just seem to bring out the best in each other.
The Basham bros.
Yeah. And like Riley, I thought like he was not so impactful tonight. Not his self like we're used to seeing. He's his first game back, so we'll see him get back into the groove. But like that pairing as well struggled, and actually Labushkin made a couple plays where like it was sketchy, and he ended up pulling them off, like backhands through 3 players to get to Riley, and just kind of maybe it's enough skill there to get it done, but I think it was a lot of luck.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was kind of the thing about Labushkin is he's a great physical defender, but he's not, you know, there's a reason that he's not a top tier defender. He's not a great all around defender. He's physical in his own end, but he can't exactly move a puck, and he doesn't exactly have skill.
No, he's a puck stopper. Wrong. That's what he's doing. Like,
yeah, he's really good at defending the blue line. He's really good at defending in front of the net. He's really good at knocking pucks from stopping. But when the puck's on his stick and he's in his own zone and being pressured.
He is surprising sometimes. He can make a crisp pass, but it's like what I said, where like he puts himself into like some hairy, like he just sometimes ignores the 3 players on the other team and just sees Riley and just like, yep, pass it to Riley. And like I think it's decision making almost that gets him into trouble. But yeah, he's best suited on a third or I mean second at best line. But yeah, we're pushing him up to play with Riley, and it's a little over his head. Like, I still love him as a defenseman. I mean, he's no Joel Edmondson, but he's at least like out there getting it done, puck stopper, and you know. And it's crazy how Joel Edmondson was on this team for what, like 5 games. But how impactful is that guy? And I think that's who we're missing the most tonight. Like, I think Marner would have been great to have in this lineup, but Edmondson just, I think, is a guy who. Like you said, the guys that know how to like put in the little cheap little shots and, you know, clear the net.
He's
like,
so good at it. Edmondson, yeah. We literally brought him in to do the shit that I was just trying to explain that Tampa does very well. And sure, the Leafs are tougher and they're better this year. They're more physical, but Tampa is experienced in this shit and they're really fucking good at it. Like, you know, Toronto got their fair share of chances tonight. You're right, but they should have had more, had of not, right. Like, and, you know, I watch buddy, we've done 82 of 82 games, or like, how many games are we going to be doing at the end of the season? What are we, 70 games in? I've watched every single game. This is not normal. This is a Tampa thing. They're really fucking good at it. And
I mean, let's not go back into how Tampa does it. Like, Joel Edmondson's the guy that we're missing. Like, that was the point. And I think that, like, he's like this third pairing guy, but he makes your third pairing like a really good option. And like, it would be interesting to see how it looks now, because he doesn't have Liljegren to play with. So like, what's he make Timmins look like? What's he make Brody look like on his offside, or Edmondson playing on his right side?
I wonder if you can get a guy like Edmondson who knows how to do that to teach. You know, it's not like we're asking him to teach you how to fight. We're asking him to teach you how to get away, when to get away. You know, it'd be nice I know there's lots of players, but it'd be nice to keep Joel Edmondson, I think, for another year after this, if we could, because he does have that little bit of extra skill that we need. And what skill is that? It's being a prick and getting away with it.
I think that was the biggest loss from Nick Foligno not re-signing here. And I know he was just like a shadow of himself of what we thought we were getting for him. But like, he was a guy that they brought in to do that. And yes, an injury got in the way. But if he had stuck around, like, that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
You know, and like, that's what Chicago's, it was pretty smart to bring in Foligno and Corey Perry. I know the Perry thing didn't quite work out, but you know, like, it's teaching young guys in the league how to do those things. And yet it might not be like, well, actually it could be Matthews a little bit, but you know, it's the other defenseman in the lineup. And even a guy like Lyubushkin, who's been around, but has lacked playoff experience. Like, he's not a guy who like has a million playoff games under his belt. He's more of a regular season guy. He's played on some pretty bad teams.
Yeah, no, I think, I just think it's something that it's rubbed off somewhere, somebody somewhere along the lines. And maybe it was, you know, a Corey Perry that helped along with that, but he wasn't even there. It was before that. Like, you knew that. I'm racking my brain here and trying to think where this culture came from, because, you know, you don't really look at Tampa and think dirty player, I guess Kucherov, but like, he's dirty in a different way, right? It's like, it's just different.
It is different. Like, even Hedman, like, Hedman's like one of the like most respected players in the league, but like, he brings a little of that too, right? Like, he's not all innocent out there. He's a big body and he knows how to move it around and look innocent about it, 'cause he's so big. So yeah, it's just through the lineup. It's what Boston brought for
but
years.
But somebody
years.
Brought that initially, and they taught them. Maybe our Joel Edmondson can be that guy that brings that here, is my point. Because it didn't just come poof. Somebody started this shit. Somebody started spreading the word and teaching it and developing that culture. And
you know,
everybody started picking up on it.
Well, I think it could have been like the Barkley Goodrow, Blake Coleman, and Yanni Gourde line. And like, that was a line that was that identity. And so that was kind of 2 years where like, that was rolled out, could go out against anyone and could, you know, pot some goals, and two guys on that line, three guys on that line, they'll chuck them. So like, yeah, maybe that's what spread throughout the lineup, but that's like a, you know, by committee thing already, you know, like, I'm not sure it's ever one guy that does it. I think it's like, you need a group of guys that, you know, can, 'cause if it's just one guy yelling the lineup, like, you know, like Ryan Reeves, if he wants to tell the guys to go out and do it, like, it's one guy and you play on the fourth line, like, shut up, man, we're trying, you know. But if it's like throughout the lineup, these are guys that are actually contributing, that's when the message actually gets sent. You know, that's why, like, I just wish Matthews was just a little more vocal and was the type of guy to scream at his players a little bit, because, you know, that's a skill as a captain. I know he's not the captain, but as a leader, and the captain's definitely not going to do it. Like, John Tavares hardly peeped. A peep comes out of him. So like, those things are missing as well. So,
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Maybe Domi and Bertuzzi will teach guys, like, in the playoffs, they'll bring something, and you know, that will trickle down a little bit and something like that. But it's not quite there yet.
Maybe if we can manage to sign them, and you know, like, maybe it just can develop into that culture. But like you said, it's really got to be bought in by everybody, including the stars. So until we see that, it's going to be hard to believe that this team is ever going to play that way, and they're going to have to learn to win a different way, because Tampa doesn't win the cup every year, but they are really, really good at those stupid little, it was stupid. Like, it's little and it's dumb, and like, you downplay it because it's just so dumb. But anyways, the Leafs play the Canadiens on Saturday. think we're going to see a repeat of Wohl to give him another shot against maybe a not so good team, or are you just going to run Sammy and take the points? And
I mean, for my fantasy
kind of a nothing
teams,
game.
Yeah, for my fantasy team, I hope that Sammy plays because I'm counting on that start. But though, actually, the one league that I'm not against, Ted, the other league, but. I'm thinking that they're just going to go back to Sammy. Like, why would you go with Wohl again when, like, you know, you don't want to have Sammy sitting too much. Like, at this point, he's the guy. Keep him fresh, keep him going. And so, yeah, I'd say you go back to Sammy and I don't know. Yeah. Against Montreal, like, it's always weird because I don't enjoy watching Habs games really anymore because, like, if you win, it's like, oh, great, they suck. And then if you lose, it's like, oh, we just lost shitty Habs. So
oh, great. Like, they suck, yeah. And we lost.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
so
no, lose, exactly. Lose. It's a lose-lose playing the Habs right now. I actually can't wait until they're good again. It's bad for hockey when the Montreal Canadiens aren't good. I know it's a cliche thing to say, but it's legitimately true that it's fun when the Canadiens are good.
Yeah. When all the big teams are good. Like, you know, even Chicago right now and sucking right now is like, you know, that's a logo that needs to be higher in the standings. So I don't know. I think it applies to anyone, even not the Leaf rivals, but
yeah, that's fair. All right. Any final thoughts, CP?
Yeah. How do you not put Davis Snyder in the Blue Jays lineup? Like, they're struggling so hard to hit, and he hits the walk, basically a walk off home run yesterday. And then they don't put him in. I could not believe it. I know it's what every Blue Jays fan is talking about, but like, oh, I still can't. We're in the sixth inning. They have zero runs, one hit. Like, come on. I'm getting crazy flashbacks.
He's on the bench,
right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. I hope leave him there because they're losing.
No hit already. No hit already. Crazy flashbacks from last season. Yeah, talk about it. Not good in Blue Jays Nation. Yeah. Anyways, we'll get over to that here in a second. And for now, that's a wrap. We're Split the Defense, Leafs post-game. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for commenting. Hit that like button. Subscribe on YouTube. And please rate and review the show. You can find us on X at STDP Hockey and search for Split the Defense on all other socials. Until next time, fuck Nick Paul.
Peace.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steven.
Thanks for tuning in to Split the Defense.
Split the Defense.
Leafs post-game edition. Hosted by Jordan Webster, Craig Pierce, and producer Ted Evans. Split the Defense is presented by LaForest Electrical Contractors. Professional and efficient service since 2004. Serving the Kingston and surrounding areas.